Hello and welcome to Limited Writing.
It is high time.
All right. Oh, so this time we have decided to pick a line for now from the deck of cards that was developed by Esther Perel, and she calls it "Where Should We Begin?" Lee was the one who picked this one up. This particular trigger line.
Yeah. Maybe. Hang on.
And he's nervous about the line. comes at a really sensitive time in our lives at the moment.
Those who may not be aware, Esther Perel is a Belgian-American psychotherapist. And she's known for her TED Talks and her podcast on human relationships. She created this deck of cards, which has conversation prompts. Sess said, why don't we see if there's one that speaks to us? So we started looking and we found a few.
Shout out to my colleague, Nina. She had this on her desk and I hope she gets to listen to this podcast one day. Here we go. What's the prompt?
The prompt is, what's on your unofficial resume?
What?
We'll speak to an interview process. Why don't you go first?
As usual. Oh my God, this is making me scary. What's on your official resume? My first line is, oh shit, I really wrote that. This one is really hard, especially at this moment when things don't work out, a plan, a task, a dream. You find yourself at the end of the day asking yourself so many questions. Did I fail? Could I have done better? Is it even worth asking the 101 what ifs? That can lead to spiraling thoughts, or just cut them out immediately with the sharpest of knives and move on. What to do with the instinctive yearning to learn from the past and yet have that need to protect oneself from pain and listen to the whispered reminder to keep looking upwards, forward, and keep living. What is on my official resume? She's a nurturer, a generous one who has given of herself to others in so many ways, in so many instances, in so many places, with so many people from different walks of life. She has probably unknowingly inspired those she has encountered, those who have experienced processes where she allowed them to be seen, be heard, be respected, be acknowledged, or just be. She's kind. She's goodness, even when people's fears bring out evil. Even if evil lashes out and leaves her gasping for air and healing as she steps out and closes doors behind her. She's a genius. She can weave magic in ways so unnoticeable, humble and humbled, in that way that is very uniquely hers, that they would come out feeling good about themselves and sometimes, sadly, forget that she was there, sprinkling that magic and that glitter that comes to glow, that continues to glow in their eyes. That's it. What? Okay. Your turn.
Okay.
You can do this, Lee. Okay.
What's on your unofficial resume? The ability to write creatively. That the words I put out are a determination of my ability to think, imagine, and create. An insistence against the fast-moving mammoth of technology. A perspective that only I carry, that shifting kaleidoscope of a brown trans man, shaped in his youth by theater, books, the warmth and expectations of family, beloved friends, settled in a land kissed by the Pacific and Atlantic oceans. My ability to lead, but right now, it is only myself that I lead. Out of the maze of unrelenting grace.
And nothing. That's so nice. I like it.
So I know that we have the prop line, and you sort of started with a preamble before it gets into I am a genius, right? So tell me what started in your brain for it to click the and present, say, the present. This is the word.
Yeah, the present. I'm at this juncture where I'm needing to pivot a bit. It's just a point where you kind of have to look and pivot because the path, path in terms of work kind of are really gone according to what you had hoped. So there's this letting go, moving somewhere or changing course. Yeah. So that's where I was coming from. This experience, my tendency is it makes me question myself. Yeah. That's why I said, what did I fail? That's my first thought always in situations like this and in little things and big things.
Yeah.
But I have that kind of instinct and I battle with that a lot. I think we've done this in past episodes where we spoke about where that comes from, right? Growing up. But yeah, so that's why it kind of linked there. Because when you talk of resumes, it's about how you package yourself for the world to see. Yeah. So that became that question for me. Because first, how do I see myself? We spoke a little bit about that discomfort. I have this discomfort of doing resume because I'm not really used to selling myself. We sell ideas well. Yeah, I think that's where I was coming.
It's really a struggle for me as well.
Yeah.
To, because in the back of your head, you know what you've done, right?
Yeah.
You can live experiences in your head about the projects that you led, that you've collaborated, that you've shaped in different settings with different organizations, but to distill it in a way that catches the attention of the outside world is a struggle, because at the back of my head, it's like, just let my work speak for myself.
Yeah. But, you know, not always
knowing that there are also millions of voices who are trying to do the same. It makes me think, is our existence just distilled to what you are worth professionally? Because when you look at the word resume, it always equates to the work that you do.
That's right.
The work
and what can be useful to wherever, whoever you want to sell yourself. So it's really translated to what you can contribute to that work environment or a team of people seeking your services. This unofficial resume for me doesn't capture what at the end of the day you feel your value should be more value. It doesn't equate somehow. Maybe it's a good guide if we can somehow bring out this element, this characteristics of ourselves that we think should be our biggest value somehow there. Maybe that would help. But this has been a good exercise because it's made me feel like better.
And that's a good thing because that's, I think, part of what the mutual benefit of doing liminal writing.
It's sad. It's acknowledgement of all the raw things inside and the rawness of what you blurred out there or write in this case, kind of scribble out for us, type out. It gives you a different perspective. View of what you actually want to say or what your inner self is trying to tell you or your thoughts. You put it on liminal into the conscious. I think that's how it works for us.
Yeah.
Like what liminal writing is about. Just below the surface, but above the underground.
It's a way for us to confront some things that maybe have been put, as you said, like sub rosa.
Buried. Right? So that's funny because both of us, when we said, shall we write about this? Is that the line? And we were both really, there's an element of being scared about it, but we're like, let's just go for the jugular and let's just write this.
Which is kind of one of the practices that we do.
Yes,
if it scares us,
then write about it.
Do it. I hope for those who are listening, have a think about it.
Write about it.
We encourage you, write about it.
start with the question, what's on your unofficial resume? And give yourself 10 minutes of free flow writing, no editing, no policing, just write it out. Write like nobody's watching.
Correct.
Thank you for listening, but thank you also to Esther Perel for, we have borrowed that line for us.
The excellent prompt for today.
And you might hear us in future podcasts also picking up some of our other prompts and other people's prompts. Thank you.
All right.
And see you again next time.
See you next time. Bye.